ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa Abiha wa ba'alha wa baniha bis-sirr al-mustawdi' fiha bi'adad ma ahata bihi al-mulk. We send our deepest devotion and deepest condolences to our beloved Imam of Time on the days of the commemoration and remembrance and the revival of the remembrance of the Shahada and the martyrdom of the Lady of Light, the mother of all the Imams, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha, who was the dearest to the Holy Prophet, to the extent that the Holy Prophet said, Al-Fatima tu bada'atun minni, Fatima is a limb, is a part of me, is a part of my body, is a part of my heart. She's the apple of my eyes. She's so dear to me. If someone bothers her, indeed has bothered me, that's how dear Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha was to the Holy Prophet and indeed to all the Imams, the mother who became Shaheed and martyr and taught her offspring to become martyrs, like they learnt it from their mother. May Allah allow us to truly discover the greatness of our beloved mother, Lady of Light, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, and to be able to implement her teachings into our lives. One of her teachings is the teaching of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in the book Sahifa al-Sajjadiya, the 19th dua, the supplication number 19th, when he was asking water in the time of in asking for water during a drought, which is the title of the 19th dua. We got to the fifth phrase that says, Allahumma asqana saqiyan tusilu minhu darab. O Lord, O Allah, send down upon us a rain that causes the mountains to flow with water. Wa tamlau minhu al-jabab, and that fills the wells and the underground channels and canals. Wa tufajjaru bihi al-anhar, and that makes the rivers gush forth, and the one that grows the trees by its grace, that through its blessing lowers prices and brings about affordability, and thereby grants comfort to the livestock, and indeed to all creation. Through this rain, may pure sustenance reach everyone in sufficiency, and may the crops grow well. May the milk of the flocks flow abundantly, and through this, may you increase our strength upon our strength. Let's take a quick break and stay tuned with us.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
what Imam alayhi salam is mentioning in this portion of the dua, as we talked about it, the very first part of this fifth phrase of the 19th dua in the previous session, is that Imam is mentioning the importance or highlighting the importance of a balanced economical system, which is the foundation or which makes the foundation of social power. I mean, a very important point in this passage or in this phrase is the reference to social power that arises from a balanced economical system, which will be a rational, calculated, and lasting power. And this is in stark contrast to power derived from oppression and the violation of the rights of others, which is going to be unstable and not permanent, right? It's breakable, it's fragile, inherently unstable. If such power is accompanied by suppressed grievances and social frustrations, it'll certainly turn into a destructive and harmful force. Although its damage may not be repairable in the short term, it will ultimately lack stable foundations rooted in truth and rationality. However, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam again emphasizes and makes this bold, that power based on the principles of justice and truth under wise and logical supervision always brings about prosperity, it brings about peace, it brings about well-being, and poses no threat to any other group or party. And another point that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam points out or mentions and highlights in this portion of the dua is the part that he says, وَتَزِيدُنَا بِهِ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِنَا. By this bringing, by this creating balance in the economical system where things are at the place they belong to, by that increase our power, right? That means balance increases our power. Balance increases our strength. Let's take another break and we'll be back quickly.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Our respected brothers and sisters, Imam, not only Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, not only asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for power, but also request a strength for his nation, the nation of Islam, that surpasses other powers, stating that you increase our strength upon our strength. تَزِيدُ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِنَا. Naturally, an Islamic wise system, right, in the system and infrastructure created by Islam, everything, be it financial or military power, is defined and regulated in a state of perfect balance and equilibrium. This sacred religion, this beautiful blessing, Islam, was revealed to the noble Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam for the guidance of humanity. And the philosophy of this sublime faith does not include power mongering or the accumulation of wealth. Rather, the struggle against the negative aspects of power displayed and hoarding wealth is one of its primary directives. Therefore, the Holy Quran identifies oppression, arrogance, excessive demands, accumulation of wealth as the most hateful of deeds is what Quran talks about and highlights it. This is a slogan that Quran has. Say, my Lord has commanded justice. قُلْ أَمَرَ رَبِّي بِالْقِسْطِ is the hallmark of, is the highlight of the Holy Quran's social philosophy. And for this reason, the superior economic system of the final religion is built upon intellect and reason and balance. Rain can help that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد